The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key. Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is April the 1st, 2016. Another month has gone by. We are almost half of the year through. It's just crazy how, man, it's time is really, really speeding up. And it's just something that I've really been noticing, and I'm pretty sure you all have noticed it also. If you've been, kind of paying attention to it, and I just been noticing how fast this whole time thing, and, you know, a lot of times as you start to get older, you say that, you know, time moves fast, but this is ridiculous how fast it's moving now. But it's okay. I have no problem with it because you and I both will live forever. Time is something that was created by man in order to control man. It is not something that is really that exists in the world outside of what we know as our civilized culture or our civilized trends. So, but with that being said, it is April the 1st, as I said. Wow, crazy. So it's the year is definitely moving along really, really fast. And with that being said, it's Friday, so we have a live show for you today. Looking forward to today's show. And if you'd like to get in on today's show at any time, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. My man Jambone Cole called yesterday, and I didn't really get to finish talking to you, Jambone. So if you get a chance, give me a call today here on air, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61. I'll see you in queue. But so before we get started with today's show, let's talk about the business at hand. But, you know, before we do that, Scotty just informed me about a young man that was senselessly murdered this past week. I believe it was yesterday, because it's just something that you can never grow accustomed to. And believe me, I've seen my share enough of it, but it still doesn't, it's still not something that you can just, you know, just haphazardly look at it and say, oh man, sorry, you know, this, and, but it affects me even to today. And I remember, and I still carry all of those spirits, and I love all of those spirits. And, you know, this young man that Scotty was talking about, you could tell Scotty had great admiration for him, and a very and deservingly so. But it's, you know, one of the things is that even though we live in eternity, but there's so many senseless things that we do that prevent us from really reaching our overall potential and height, and just the beneficial good that we can do, not only for ourselves, but for every living thing around us. It's just so unnecessary, because some people decided to shoot guns in the air, and because they didn't want to fight, and we have become such cowards everywhere. You know, it's so easy to shoot at someone that's not armed, and to shoot at someone that can't defend themselves, where you have the advantage. And, you know, and it's bad, because this is what our overall, the culture of the civilized, the so-called civilized, which is nothing more than the manuscripted, written, worst jungle in the world that there is, is because of the debauchery that we go on, the overall violence that we have, and the senseless and the and just how ignorant we are to all of life and how clownish we are. It's really disappointing. But for the young man and the young man's family and everyone that knows the young man and has a relationship with him, I would say, just remember that the misery of death is temporal, while the promise of peace is eternal. The great transformation is the greatest part of life, I believe. But it's going to be difficult times, and we're going to see more and more of this until we change our overall course in our direction. And it has to start with every single individual. It has to start there. At some point and at some time, we're going to have to make loving popular. We're going to have to make caring popular. We're going to have to make having a connection with every living thing around us so important, because guess what? The rest of the universe, I'm pretty sure there's different battles and there's different, obstacles and different adversities throughout the universe, and relationship breakdown and everything else. But so, you know, yes, that's true, but that doesn't mean that we have to be such a low frequency people. And I think it really is going to have to start with us individually making that commitment. What can a man take from you that has never given you life? Nothing of value. Nothing at all. So what is it that you can give? You can give the exact same thing that brought you into existence. That is true love and true compassion and true, sincere peace and joy and serenity that you would have for yourself, that you would definitely plant and want to root with everyone around you. So important that we start to take back our living physical existence, because we have been taken advantage of, because we actually practice that with each other. And this is what gives this perpetual motion. So much love, much respect to the family. Much love and much respect to the young man's living spirit. The universe, the great creator, God Almighty, loves, accepts, and has been awaiting your transformation. And it is a beautiful process that you are in going through, that we all will at some point and at some time. And I look forward to it from the standpoint of not being afraid of it, of anything. And as this young man knows, that the greatest part of living is the eternity in which you abide in. So much love and much respect to the family, and hopefully the individuals that engaged in this can actually see how senseless and how meaningless they have become in their life. Ridiculous. So with that being said, I want to move on to some very important business with Black Talk Radio Network. Everyone, please support Black Talk Radio Network with donations. Make monetary donations so this network can grow and expand and actually maintain its direction. Even before the network can grow, it has to be sustainable and it has to be able to continue. And without your support, it won't be able to do this. And it's so often we always go, oh, why, you know, why do we lose this? Why do we lose that? You know what? The answer is already there. It's because you're asking, because you didn't do anything about it. Energy responds to the movement of it all. Life responds to the energy that coordinates and directs it. So please, everyone, make monetary donations so that Black Talk Radio Network can be here Monday, can be here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And sometimes on Saturday, Scotty is here. But please make monetary donations so that this can continue and bring you the things that you need and you have identified as important. Make sure that you're sharing in that collaboration. Make sure it's not just one way. So make monetary donations to Black Talk Radio Network. That's what's really needed. Also, tell your friends, tell your family member about Black Talk Radio Network. Schedule some events that can highlight Black Talk Radio Network. And this can actually be beneficial to the network so that it can continue to meet the needs that it has financially and meet the needs that it has intrinsically to you and to everyone else. Very, very important. Also, you can go to Tando Radio Show's Facebook page, that's THANDO Radio Show on Facebook, and check out some of the articles and some of the things that we have posted there. And what we're going to be discussing today, looking forward to today's show. But let's go to Tando Radio Show Facebook page and check out what we have posted there. And let's go. Here we go. The first posting that we had today came from the Palisades Research. 2016, the end of the global debt super cycle. Palisades Research. Check out that article. Really good one, because there is a debt super cycle that we're in. And it is going to be intentionally destroyed, and it's going to take everyone that's tied into it down with it. Just think about how much they pushed the overall credit button in the credit movement and the credit energy within all of our lives. It actually dominates, and it also tells of your living worth. That is ridiculous. Where some score, some points, some numbers, once again, this is what happens when you have no real connection to a living spirit. You put everything as a number for you to control. Social security number, telephone number, credit score, this number, that number. But this is all done to maintain overall human enslavement globally. And the debt bubble is going to definitely collapse, and everyone that's tied to it will go down with it. And this is something that we've been talking about, and I've been bringing different articles and talking about this so that you can be made aware of it and respond to it in an appropriate way that gives you options, and more importantly, gives you a hedge of protection and gives you the capability of telling and warning other people so that they won't actually be adversely affected. You know, a lot of the information that we talk here on Tando Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Network is just not for the listeners that are listening. It's actually for you to share, to research, and to engage in, because that is what really allows us to replicate and to actually bring forth the growth of everything so that we can respond to things more appropriately, so that we won't be in a position, such great positions of disadvantage. So check out that article. Really good one. Another one comes from theburningplatform.com. Worst case scenario equals 73% down from here. And he's talking about the stock market. Check out that article. Next one comes from libertyblitz.com. And this one is John McCain linked nonprofits received $1 million donation from Saudi Arabia. Really, really good and interesting article, especially with this individual, John McCain. I call him other things, but I tell you, man, the times and the moments that we're living in as we speak right now, and these celebrity figureheads and these political figureheads, these people are absolutely running amok all over. And guess what? They don't even care about corruption. They don't even care about this and that, because they know that the general population, the people, are afraid to do anything to them. They feel secure in their overall position. But what I do know is that their arrogance is going to precede their downfall, because the great Satan, the great deceiver, has not struck a deal that is going to bring them all of the benefits of everything. They're going to lose everything, because that's what any deal with the devil brings you. You lose your soul. So It's just, you know, mind-blowing. But check out this article. Some very, very important things in there, some information in there that you may not know, and just some links to different terrorist acts and everything else. But if you know John McCain, you know the political parties, you know the overall agenda of these political organizations and parties and what they're really all about, then this won't surprise you. But what it tells you is that the Great Purge is on its way. So check out this article. Next article. Now, when I say the Great Purge, let me just say this. And I'm not saying this from a standpoint from the movie, and I'm not saying this from the standpoint of some vigilante justice and everything else. No, I'm saying this from this standpoint, is that the purge that they're going to bring is going to be the one that entraps you. Because they allow these individuals to actually start to have this sense of immunity towards any of the rules or establishing rules, but just establishing those rules for everyone else to follow so that they can tax them, enslave them, and take away their resources. What the system really does is even the peons and the compartmentalized people and the minions that work for them, they have no allegiance to them at all. They are actually just another phase and another step and another level within the overall controlling of the human population. They use them. Sociopaths are being used by psychopaths. And they use them for their agenda, and they will actually burn them at the stake also and take great enjoyment out of it. Because what it is that what they do and how they energize their life actually maintains the overall system's stronghold. But they're not there holding a deal with them where they're going to give them something or actually, because they don't have anything to give. The system only has something to take. It has nothing meaningful to give. And people are selling their souls for not even for pennies, but just for acknowledgement, for someone just to acknowledge them as being great. And this is, you'll see later on as we move into the latter part of today's show, when we go back to the book of Enoch, you can see how this spirit has multiplied and what it does to the living spirits in the actual culture and the actual environment in which you create. You create a cycle of death. You create a cycle of premature physical death. You create a cycle of domestic violence within your own living sphere and realm. And it is happening, but it's by other people's choice. The most important thing is for you not to allow those individuals to influence your choice to mirror or emulate theirs, but go in a different direction and demand that you live by a standard of real eternal enlightenment and real and eternal sovereignty and real in eternal grace, because that choice is definitely yours. So check out that article. Really, really telling one there. Another one comes from WallStreetJournal.com. China taxes on overseas purchases set to kick in. Basically, China is establishing tariffs. Man, this thing is about to. This is really heating up. What they're going to do to the general population because of the number of people that are starting to become awake as to what's going on. And the more people that are aware of what's going on, the bigger threat that there is. And they're going to have to always come up with a boogeyman. First, they tell you as children that the boogeyman lives under your bed, lives in your closet. And then when you get in, as an adult, the boogeyman lives as someone that collects from you, and it collects your life savings, it collects your energy, it collects your sovereignty, and it collects your free will. The boogeyman does exist, but the boogeyman has no real standing if you don't give that entity and that spirit of death and deceit any of your sustainable energy. So, so important. But check out this. What's going on here is China's going to start to hit the world with tariffs. Why is this? Because this is going to actually speed up the economic demise of the NATO nations. The NATO nations, and primarily the U.S. Another important thing that's going on. Check that out. Next one. Where did this one come from? Comes from newsvice.com. U.S. is sending 1,000 more armed troops with heavy equipment, with heavy weaponry to Eastern Europe. Once again, this is all a part of the play on the global nuclear war that we're going to actually witness within, I believe, in the coming years, within the next 3 years, and definitely within the next 5 years. And it could be starting to wind down by the next 9 or 10 years. And I believe when that happens, and we'll talk about this later, you will not know, as you don't know what you've been called the United States anymore, but it will be a far, far different corporation than the one that it is now. So very, very telling. This is speaking to the overall positioning for the global war. Scotty, did you have something? Oh. Okay, next article comes from CNSnews.com. This is a very telling one. First time in human history, people 65 and older will outnumber 5-year-olds. People under 5. And say that again. First time in human history, people 65 and older will outnumber children under 5. This may not be the first time in human history, but this is the first time that they're telling you this. It's probably happened before in some of the major nuclear wars that have happened throughout the world, not just the ones that you've heard about in World War I and World War II, but in older times, in some of the what we would consider ancient times, they have actually had global nuclear war where they destroy millions and millions and billions of people. This is what I believe is a part of the soft kill, the depopulation program, and they're telling you it as they speak. They've moved so rapidly towards the stopping of the birth rate. How did they do it? They did it in so many ways. They created diseases so that you would not appropriate with people. They created great strife and pain between relationships so that you would not nurture a family organization or nurture a family obligation. They created economic hardships and so that you won't be able to afford or be able to provide any real meaningful, sustainable, substantial form of prosperity or even being disenfranchised from the economic system completely. They created slogans and sayings, and they created trends which we live by, and we make the fatal mistake of calling these trends our culture. From practicing birth control, what in the world have we done to ourselves? What lies did we just buy and expected them to do us meaningful good? Think about it. Everything from birth control to not being able to provide for the family, not being able to have not only just one person that has to be gainfully employed, but two people. Now people need to get their children gainfully employed just to keep up, or just to keep from falling even further behind. And at some point, at some time, you don't think that maybe that this is an agenda somewhere that people are putting together to deceive and trick you, maybe we should, you should, I should go in a different direction. Maybe we should stop listening to and stop participating in their plans of our destruction. Maybe. I think so. This is so telling. This is a politically correct way to say we are depopulating the planet. And most of us think of a depopulation program as just one in which they told you that it would have to look like so that when they start their depopulation program, you wouldn't even take a second look at it. They made you think that a depopulation program has to be from Hitler's ovens. No. No, just has to be from Hitler's agenda and those that supported Hitler, that are some of the institutional organizers in this world, at which you would call at the highest level and what I would call the biggest cowards and punks on the planet. And they all through their elaborate wealth that they've stolen, and the fear that they push on the fear porn that they push on everybody to get people to bend their knees to them. These are the same institutions that have agendized the time, the methods of human depopulation. And for the intention of maintaining their control. And they'll come and so often we'll run out and like some, I don't even want to say it. You've seen people with their full-fledged huge entourages and what people will do, start crying and fainting and doing all other senseless things. For a man or a woman that's passing you by in a vehicle that happens to wave to you, that you have given a demigod status? The lies are thick, and our skin is thicker. Wow. But this article is telling you that they are the agenda, the conspiracy agenda, not conspiracy theory, because a theory has not been proven. And they do that as a ploy to ostracize those of you that are awake and start to see and don't buy their lies anymore, because you're the ones that's causing all of their problems. The people that go along with their program, they are no threat to them at all. And believe me, those individuals, the individuals that are no threat to the system, oh, the system can't wait to destroy and kill them physically and to steal their eternal energy, if it is at all possible. It may not be possible, but these demonic entities and these demons are damn sure going to try. They are definitely going to try. And the thing about trying is this: in their efforts, they may just get people to surrender their eternal energy. Because you do know that the great creator God Almighty will never go against your free will. If you decide to surrender it, it is gone. It will be gone. And that's the great thing about our free will. It's the greatest gift. It's the one gift that we never choose and we've never been taught to value. But guess what? No one really needs to teach you that. What you probably need to do is start thinking like a big girl and a big boy that you're supposed to be eternally, and stop hiding behind our overall lack of self-esteem. You don't need self-esteem. You need to recognize the wealth and the worth of self. We have many things to do, and I'm going to enjoy this journey with you all. It's going to be tough. It's going to be rough, but it's going to be one in which we will learn and gain much if we choose to. So check out this article. Very, very telling. First time in human history, people 65 and older will outnumber children under 5. And guess what? It's going to get even worse. You're going to have those numbers diminish even more. Depopulation is the direction that at hand. So check it out. Next one. This one comes from RT.com, Russia Today. The Chinese president warns the Chinese CEO warns the so-called American CEO against threatening China's sovereignty and national interests. Here comes the big, they're setting everything up for the major depopulation plan. So check out that article. Next one comes from, and this is talking about what's going on in the South Sea of China. Wow, running out of time. Let me get going. Next one comes from mirror.co.uk. WW3 fears as Kim Jong-un threatens China with nuclear war. And one person said April Fool's. So it was funny. No, this is a part of the agenda, and this is no April Fool. Actually, the U.S. and China have signed an agreement to actually try to bring even more harsher sanctions against, collectively together, against North Korea. And this is all a charade, because this is how they put us on different teams, and then at the appropriate time, one team is going to smack the other team in the face and invoke a fight. And this fight is going to be one with technology, nuclear technology, thermal weaponry and all kinds of futuristic and ancient weapons and technology that has been used in the past. They're going to use against the everyday person here on this planet. And this is the setup. This is the stage and the play that we're watching unfold. But the thing is that we are going to be interactive as the audience, because the stage is going to turn on the audience, that being you and I. So check this out. Next one, very, very telling. Chicago State. This comes from ChicagoTribune.com. Chicago State prepares for layoffs, tells employees to turn in keys. And a dramatic sign of how the Illinois budget crisis is affecting higher education, Chicago State University officials have informed employees to turn in their keys. Why is this so important? This has everything to do with the economic demise and pensions and savings and job and meaningful, gainful employment that people have, that they're going to totally destroy. This is the process. You are actually seeing the dismantling of a former empire that was used as a proxy to present itself as a beacon of freedom, but it was never that, because it was one that was done by an edict by man, written by man's hand, from the ink and the blood that was taken in violence. And they call those laws, policies, procedures, UFROCs, uniform I forgot what a UFROC was, but you get what I'm saying. Treaties and agreements, global treaties and national treaties and national sovereignty recognitions and bonds and laws and constitutions and bills of rights. Let me tell you, all of those things were penned by some man's lying hand, like most of the other lies. But see, some of the lies that they tell hold and harbor remnants and fragments of the truth that we can grasp from and connect with, because the truth still lies in us, even if we suppress it. So this is one of the things that is going to continue, that you're going to continue to see. You're going to see mutual funds and muni funds, municipal bonds, corporate bonds, all of the financial instruments are going to start to unravel and fall apart. And I would just say to you, take a second for a second and think about this. Why is it that most couples break up that have been in a relationship for a while? What's some of the major stress and some of the strains of that relationship? Most of it is always going to be financial. They have moved us to rely and to become so addicted to the overall flow of finances that we will actually sacrifice our own children for it. And we do. We send our children to places to be schooled by people that we know now don't have their best interest, because we have to go and provide. Yes, but the thing is that now you need to start to think what's really in your best interest in creating your provisions. We're going to talk about that today, because this is one of the things that is going to continue to force multiply and capture everyone. It's not just Illinois. If you look at, and we're going to look at a couple of the articles, it's not just Illinois. It's every state, pretty much. So check this one out. Next one. This one comes from dollarcollapse.com. Imploding pensions take the rest of the U.S. down with them. And we're going to take a look at this one because it has some very telling things in it. Really, really good one. Then the next article. This one comes from yournewswire.com. Associated Press helped Nazi propaganda machine. New report. A new report has been revealed that the
Hold up, Dave. Say that again. Read that headline again.
I'm going to read it again for my man, Scotty. Here it goes. This one comes from yournewswire.com. Associated Press helped Nazi propaganda machine. New report. A new report has revealed that the Associated Press news agency, AP, worked alongside of the Nazi propaganda machine. But guess what? Not only did they work with them, the Roman Catholic Church with them, the U.S. government worked with them, all of the entities, NATO, all of them worked with the Nazis. England worked with the Nazis. You don't think that's the case? Look at the Bank of International Settlement and research where it was founded and how it came about. It came about from that monarch that people worship all over the world. She came together with the Nazis to establish the Bank of International Settlement. Why? Because she's a Nazi herself. They all are.
But Dave, happen to be listening to Black Talk Radio News today, did you?
No, I missed.
Well, I was talking about, you know, this thing about Chris Matthews of softball. They call it hardball, but really he be serving up softballs and whatnot.
Right.
And how people make donations to his wife's congressional campaign, and then the next thing you know, they're on hardball being lobbed softballs and what have you. But, you know, I started studying. Malcolm X is the one who opened up my eyes to the power of media and how it's used to control the minds of the masses. And so, yeah. But in my studying over the years, I had found where U.S. media executives was saying that it was patriotic for the U.S. news media to report stuff that the U.S. government wanted them to put out that they knew were lies.
Right. Right, right. And you know, and see, this is nothing more than legal mumble jumble and jargon. They said it's patriotic. What the hell is patriotic? What is patriotic if you really think about it? Guess what? The Nazis were patriotic. They all were patriotic. What does that have to do with any? Because, and I'm glad you brought that up, Scotty, because that's how they legalize your demise, our demise. Because as, like you said, Malcolm was the one that actually opened my eyes to the power of the media also. And let me just read this one part. A new report has revealed that the Associated Press News Agency worked alongside the Third Reich during Hitler's reign to produce numerous photographs for use in the Nazi propaganda. The AP provided the Nazis with images from photo archives to be used in anti-Semitic, anti-Western propaganda campaigns, according to German historic The Times of Israel reports. When Adolf Hitler, a National Socialist, rose to power in 1933, all international news agencies but the U.S.-based AP was forced to leave Germany. The AP continued to operate in the Third Reich until 1941, when the United States joined the war. According to the German historian, the world's biggest news agency was only allowed to remain in Germany because it signed a deal with the regime. And if you believe anything that they tell you from there on, you're crazy and foolish. Why? Because there was no deal. It was always an agenda, and they were all instituted in it. So what is this telling you right now? If they, when they were doing it back in the Nazis, the Third Reich time, which is still happening right now, is called the U.S. of A, because the Third Reich of Nazi Germany was begotten by manifest destiny. What does that tell you? It tells you that all of the propaganda, not some of it, all of the mainstream news has to be taken as propaganda that is going to bring death and destruction to you and your family. If you want to look at it any other way, keep looking at it that way. And then once it bites you, once that snake bites you and injects its poison in you, you won't have anyone to look at but yourself. They tell you everything. We just don't care to listen. What does it say? When people perish for the lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. Here it is. How many of us, instead of not you, the Tando Radio Show listeners, but think about how many people reject knowledge. Why? Because it is going to go against something that they want to do, that they idolize in the evil of some other person. That's why they do it. This is why they mimic, they idolize, they copy, and they maintain that overall energy. If the AP, which is around today and is considered, how in the world are these organizations, how are they, were they not, why weren't they actually brought to trial for the massive human rights and the overall illegal war and the genocide in which they actually spewed throughout this world? Why weren't, not just the organizations, but the people that were working for them and totally disbanded and got rid of these organizations? AP is still around. And guess what? The AP is going to do it again. There's a mainstream news network today based out of Atlanta, and you can hear them every time something goes on in the world. Let me tell you what they'll say. They'll have a guest on, and they'll say that this guest is a former CIA operative in plain sight and in plain ears to hear. But because they're mainstream media, we give them all the credence and think that they are. Nothing is true unless it comes from them. This is why everything is such a lie. Watch that news station. Watch that news station. And you're going to hear them say, former CIA operative. There is no such thing as a former CIA operative. It's just that they have moved into the propaganda realm that has been mastered by and learned from the Third Reich of Nazi Germany, because they were masters at propaganda. And a lot of people here has followed it. And guess what? This other country is doing the exact same thing. This is what you call the truth being brought to you. And it's up to you on what you're going to do with it. So all of a sudden the AP has changed? No. Nothing has changed. The propaganda remains the same. Are we still in global war? Yes. Do we still have death, disease, famine? Yes. Do we still have the countries colonizing people and stealing resources and everything? Yes, yes. Do we still have bondage and enslavement? Yes, yes, yes. Why? Because nothing has changed, because the people haven't changed it. The agenda is still the same because it hasn't been altered and dismantled. It's not just the Associated Press. Not just the Associated Press. See, once again, this is the purge that's happening. They're going to bring you all of these different things, and we're finally going to say, man, we're going to need a new system. See, they're setting you up for the prophecy that they've already written. Setting you up for it. You're setting you up for to receive a global world, one world leader. And people are going to buy a hook, line, and sinker. But I'm going to tell you, most of the people here in the U.S., if you're lucky to be around to see that when it happens, you may have a different take on it, because you're going to catch the burden and the pain and the overall destructive side of that. They're doing this to trick the rest of the world. And they're going to use the U.S. as the sacrificial lamb. It's already baked. It's already setting up. And this is why it's so important that you see this and you position yourselves accordingly, not to be fooled or to give energy to this stuff. Man, crazy, crazy, crazy. Associated Press helped Nazi Germany. So did the bankers here. So did the government here. So did the military. Military still. Let me just say this to you. Where did the look up Operation Paperclip? See where all the so-called Nazi scientists that left Germany once it. Actually, Germany didn't lose. It expanded itself. Because one of the things about the Nazis was that they were the stealers of our archives. They went and stole libraries. They went and stole the hidden secret technologies and the science. They did a Machiavellian on everyone. There was no the Nazis lost the war and they'd been disbanded. No, they expanded, and they expanded into America primarily. Look at where NASA. If you really look at NASA and see how they started and what they really were all about, you'll see the German influence, the Nazi influence. A lot of people think NASA don't even realize that that's a branch of the military against the whole world. This is why whenever you see any of their, when they used to have, and which they still do, when they used to have their vehicles like the space shuttle, who was on board commanding those vehicles? Colonels, lieutenant colonels, they were all from the military. Because they use all of that technology to go into space to actually use it against you, to change the harmonic frequencies of the planet, the magnetosphere, everything. They are artificially changing it all. Why? This is why they have CERN. This is why they have all of these other technologies. They're using that to change your harmonic frequencies and to interrupt the spring of life that's in you. They're not crazy. They're demonic. We're the ones that's crazy. It's time for us to start doing something different so we won't continue to do what the insane do, the exact same thing. So very, very important article. Check that out. Read the whole thing and then start to ask questions. Why during this major attack, these news agencies were lying and were being caught in the lies and was filming the lies and were following a different script? Where did they get the script from? Who do they work for? Why did they kill all these reporters that started to tell that they were actually, the government was actually paying them to do certain things and that everything was fine? Then all of a sudden they start to kill these individuals. Why are they doing that? Because those individuals were talking out of turn. They weren't ready for those individuals to do those things at that time because that's not what the overall program needed. Oh, they will do that now because that's what the program absolutely needs. So be careful of everything and discern everything. And this is why Brother Davis tells you, you have to start to meditate. You have to go outside of what you've been taught to clothe here, what you've been taught to polish here, what you've been taught to give a great appearance here. You have to go into your spiritual realm and develop your foundation of your eternity, of the things that really, really matter. This is nothing more than a quick stop from what I've learned. Something, and it gives you another opportunity to grow. How are you going to grow? And I definitely could see, and I wouldn't be surprised, that the energy that you hold here, when you make the great transformation, oh no, you don't get to escape anything. Because you're an eternal being. You won't get to escape anything that you don't evolve out of, or grow out of, or move out of. So low frequency people here, I'm pretty sure, transfer that low frequency, because energy can never be extinguished. It just keeps moving. So check out that article. Next one. Wow, running out of time. Next one. This one is comes from the antimedia.org. The Occupation of the American Mind. This is a really good article. Check out this article, really good one. Next one, a lot of people checked out. HUD wants to make living in a tiny house or an RV illegal. Why? Because they are your gods. This governing and worship that we have, making the government demigods, and they realize it. And oh, they'll take the role. They'll take the role as long as we keep bringing the yeast to make it rise. They'll take it. So check out that article. Next one. This is a really, really good article right here, and very, very important one. A lot of you guys may have missed this one, but this one is one that everyone should start to question and do research on. This one comes from the NationalGeographic.com. I won't say nothing. They are part of the propaganda too. So I'm always skeptical of anything that the National Geographic talks about. It's just like the Smithsonian and all those other entities that we all think are have real credibility, really. You know their history? Doubt it. So check this one out. This one says, my commentary was, can Planet X be hurling objects into our solar system? I think this is very possible. In fact, to me, that's the likely situation. And this one, and this article from them says this, see Jupiter take one for the solar system. A flash of light caught on a film shows a giant planet getting smashed by an asteroid or a comet. Check out that. It's a lot of that that's going on. And it has some real significant meaning now because of some of the things that we're going to talk about. And yes, it is tied into the Book of Enoch. Definitely. And I want to start to move into some things that I found just to bring to your attention so you can do your own investigation and find out for yourself. What does this all have to do with the truth in you? And you may be surprised. I know I was. We're not saying we'll come to the same conclusion. But check out this next article. This one comes from newswire.com also. And I say, shaking my head. Doctors say Bill Gates' polio vaccine has created deadly super polio. A mutated strain of polio has made its way to Europe. As medical authorities admit that this is the straight depopulation program with the same celebrity figurehead. It's more than just Gates. It's the whole, this for the first time in the history that they're telling you about, that they call human history, that they're telling you that the people of age of 65 will be more than the people under 5 years old for the first time. And there's a reason, because that is what is actually being energized. They don't want more people. Not because the earth can't handle more people, because they can't handle more people. This is why Bill Gates says that we need to have a major, how did he say it? What was his exact words on the film, on the video we played here? He said, unless we have a major reduction in pollution and population, we won't survive. Who do you think that he was talking about? We were. He wasn't talking about those numbnuts that was in the audience that paid to hear this idiot. He was talking directly to those that give him direction and giving his allegiance to them and showing his allegiance, just like all of the other celebrity figureheads. They don't talk to you, they use you. But they signal each other of their allegiance. Oh, some of the ones that you absolutely love. Oh, some of the ones that's been on TV for a long time and been in different movies and now all this and then blew up and everything else. They're all a part of it. The ones that don't want to be a part of it, you can tell, like my man Dave Chappelle. Just look at some of the things that Dave Chappelle did and some people that interviewed him. And then look at the body language that they displayed towards him when he was doing it. Oh, it's one big lady that a lot of people absolutely adore and love. How'd she get to that spot? How did she get into the mainstream media? The same mainstream media that was giving propaganda to the Nazis, that have the same affiliations and the exact same fraternities. Oh, the charade is and the scam is thick. It's their system that they put on, and they decide who goes on air. So, check out that article. Then, now, kind of went a little long on this. Today's show, we're going to talk about how to make headway in the economic headwinds. In the second hour, we're going to talk about the Book of Enoch, what it's telling about the system in which we live under. Man, sorry about we didn't even do a commercial break, but we ran right into this. I wanted to really give you some thought about what is it that's really going on. Why do I talk about this at Tando Radio Show? It's not popular. It's not something that is the mainstream media is going to promote or tell you. It's not something that is going to go within the ebb and the flow of the agenda. It's not something that is entertaining. What it is something for you to think about the lies and the deceptions and that you have surrendered to by not changing your course and your free will. This is one of the deals where you will support it by not dismantling it. There is no way to hide from this. It's only, it's some things in life have to be confronted and dealt with accordingly and properly. And if we're smart, we'll take on those obligations instead of just leaving it for the next generation to do it, like the last generation did to us. They didn't take it head on. And it looks as if we're not taking it head on either. But the one thing that is the major problem here, and one of the things that will probably move us to do that, is because there's too many people on this planet making noise, and the noise is starting to disturb the great Satans. And they don't like to hear the slaves, because they don't want to hear the slaves murmuring, because murmuring of slaves brings rebellion, revolution, attacks, and more importantly, it brings strength to the people where they start to realize who they are. See, they propagandize revolution and rebellion because they teach you how to rebel and they tell you how you to engage in a revolution. The most powerful revolution and rebellion you can ever have is to take your energy away from and take your life support, unplug your life support to the system, because it needs that. It actually needs to be plugged in to you, the great life giver, in order for it to have the support to maintain itself. And they trick and deceive us into tell us this is the civil war that you should be fighting. This is the revolutionary war and the rebellions you should be fighting. And this is how you do it. Why? Because that is empowering them. Because once again, you are following the course and the rules that they are laying out. And that's why they rule. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, if you have any questions or comments, man, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#, then hit star 61. We'll bring you up in queue. We're going to jump into the great book and testament of Enoch. We're going to pick up where we left off there and just hear some of it, and then let's talk about it. Why hasn't, maybe this is something that the people within some of the organizations don't know themselves. Very possible. Could be. Has the churches that you attend, some people say their pastors or their church, where they have members, have they've ever talked about Enoch? Talk about the Book of Mary. Talk about the different books. The Book of Ruth. Well, they talk about the Book of Ruth, but the Book of Mary, the other books that we're taking out. Do they ever engage in those conversations? You know, those testaments and those writings are still here. Do they introduce those to you? Probably not. I know they don't. Maybe you should engage in a fact-finding or an investigation of what is the possible reason that they don't. What could it be that's there that they didn't think was necessary for you to know or to hear? Because then there's also other things that you never even heard of that they really don't want you to know. Because the possibility is that the Book of Enoch has been around for a while and it's still here and you still can engage in it. Because why? That too could be manipulated just as well. But see, the question is more important than the answer. Because when you start to go on an investigative journey, you become so powerful. you start to look at you yourself from a different perspective. And you look at everything around you much, much differently. Your discernment becomes keen and acute. Very, very important. So listen to Tando Radio Show. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to definitely check out and listen to more of, and would love to have dialogue and conversation with you on the Book of Enoch. Very, very important. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#, 549032#. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today is Friday, April the 1st, 2016. We're about to jump into the second half of the show. We're a little behind in it, but that's okay. If you'd like to get in on a conversation about anything that we talked about this week, you know, the highlight of this week was definitely what was being done in Richmond, California, that operation, where they are going to take people that have engaged in heinous crimes or have been accused of heinous crime or have actually murdered people, they're going to turn them into assassins, and they're going to turn them into government operatives, assassins. That's what that whole program in California is all about, that they're going to spread to all of the inner cities throughout this country, because they're going to need the infiltration. Let me tell you something. Anytime the government pays you to do or to hide a crime, you're engaging in the organized crime that they participate in, known as genocide. You can't sugarcoat it around it. And these so-called politicians all over the place have gotten paid on this too and told that they better come up with elegant ways in which to present this to the people, because the people have been taught to listen to their leaders. And they're going to lead you straight to hell. And the hell in which we live in daily instead of the heaven that's everywhere. You know, I was telling you guys at one time when I was in parochial school, my buddy teased me about that. There was a question that was asked. There was a bunch of different people in the class, and someone asked, "Where's heaven?" Everybody came up with all these different things, different places. It's way, way up in the sky. It's over here. It's over there. It's, you know, between here and this. And they went to different texts and they, you know, pulled out of the memorized in verse text and said, this is what it says. And here it is. And it came to one child, the one that they ostracized the most because it was the one that didn't look like the others. Sat in that class, didn't even ask them to know what was going on. I mean, didn't even ask them really to participate. They were just a token eyesore to the whole everyone else that was there. And it was a bunch of people that was there. Someone else there recognized and knew that this child had it. And they asked the child, "Where is heaven?" You know what the child's response was? Wherever God is, it's where heaven is. And whatever God makes that continues to connect with God is where God is. The child said, "Here I am." That child was not of this world. That child was not of this world, nor should we, and what they present. So we're going to jump into, pull this up, pick back up with the book of Enoch. And what I want to do is I want to bring some other, after the book of Enoch, some other time, we'll bring in some other things, and I want to put this all together because there's some real propaganda and some real things that are happening that I think that you should know about that is not common or popular in other places. But, you know, this is what we do here at Tando Radio Show. I like to get our people prepared for different things. So the book of Enoch is a part of this whole program and presentation that we're going to be bringing to you here on Tando Radio Show that I think is really, really important. And I wanted to share with you, and without a doubt, would love to hear from you to see what you think of it all and what your take of it, because what you give energy to is some of the most important things, because that's where life is going to be coming from. And I would like to see where the life is going to be going so that we can identify the life that represents our sovereignty and self-determination. And then there should be a collective prudence and an assistance that we should give one another. I believe it's more than a must. It is a necessity in maintaining our heaven. So let's go to the book of Enoch.
This fearful place, and because of the spectacle of the pain. And he said unto me, "This place is the prison of the angels, and here they will be in prison forever." This fearful place, and because of the spectacle of the pain. And he said unto me, "This place is the prison of the angels." This fearful place, and because of the spectacle of the pain. And he said unto me, "This place is the prison of the angels, and here they will be in prison forever." And thence I went to another place, and the mountain of hard rock, and there was in it four hollow places, deep and wide and very smooth. How smooth are the hollow places, and deep and dark to look at! Then Raphael answered, one of the holy angels who was with me, and said unto me, These hollow places have been created for this very purpose, that the spirits of the souls of the dead should assemble therein, yea, that all the souls of the children of men should assemble here. And these places have been made to receive them till the day of their judgment, and till their appointed period, till the period appointed, till the great judgment comes upon them. I saw the spirit of a dead man making suit, and his voice went forth to heaven and made suit. And I asked Raphael, the angel who was with me, and I said unto him, this spirit which maketh suit, whose is it? Whose voice goeth forth and maketh suit to heaven? And he answered me, saying, this is the spirit which went forth from Abel, whom his brother Cain slew, and he makes his suit against him till his seed is destroyed from the face of the earth, and his seed is annihilated from amongst the seed of men. And then I asked regarding it, and regarding all the hollow places, why is one separated from the other? And he answered me and said unto me, these three have been made that the spirits of the dead might be separated, and such a division has been made for the spirits of the righteous, in which there is a bright spring of water. And such has been made for the sinners when they die and are buried in the earth, and judgment has not been executed on them in their lifetime. Here their spirit shall be set apart in this great pain until the great day of judgment and punishment and torment of those who curse forever, and retribution for their spirits. There he shall bind them forever, and such a division has been made for the spirits of those who make their suit, who make discourses concerning their destruction, when they were slain in the days of the sinners. Such has been made for the spirits of men who were not righteous, but sinners, who were complete in transgression, and of the transgressors they shall be companions. But their spirit shall not be slain in the day of judgment, nor shall they be raised from thence. Then I blessed the Lord of glory and said, blessed be my Lord, the Lord of righteousness, who ruleth forever. From thence I went to another place, to the west of the ends of the earth, and I saw a burning fire which ran without resting, and paused not from its course day or night, but ran regularly. And I asked, saying, what is this which rests not? Then Raguel, one of the holy angels who was with me, answered me and said unto me, this course of fire which thou hast seen is the fire in the west, which persecutes all the luminaries of heaven. And from thence I went to another place of the earth, and he showed me a mountain range of fire which burnt day and night. And I went beyond it and saw seven magnificent mountains, all differing each from the other. And the stones thereof were magnificent and beautiful, magnificent as a whole, of glorious appearance and fair exterior, three towards the east, one founded on the other, and three towards the south, one upon the other, and deep and rough ravines, no one of which joined with any other. And the seventh mountain was in the midst of these, and it excelled them in height, resembling the seat of a throne. And fragrant trees encircled the throne, and amongst them was a tree such as I had never yet smelt. Neither was any amongst them, nor were the others like it. It had a fragrance beyond all fragrance, and its leaves and blooms and wood wither not forever, and its fruit is beautiful, and its fruit resembles the dates of a palm. Then I said, how beautiful is this tree, and fragrant, and its leaves are fair, and its blooms are very delightful in appearance. Then answered Michael, one of the holy and honored angels who was with me, and was their leader. And he said unto me, Enoch, why dost thou ask me regarding the fragrance of the tree, and why dost thou wish to learn the truth? Then I answered him, saying, I wish to know about everything, but especially about this tree. And he answered, saying, this high mountain which thou hast seen, whose summit is like the throne of God, is his throne, where the Holy Great One, the Lord of Glory, the Eternal King, will sit, when he shall come down to visit the earth with goodness. And as for this fragrant tree, no mortal is permitted to touch it till the great judgment, when he shall take vengeance on all and bring everything to its consummation forever. And it shall then be given to the righteous and holy. Its fruit shall be for food to the elect. It shall be transplanted to the holy place, to the temple of the Lord, the eternal King. Then shall they rejoice with joy and be glad, and into the holy place shall they enter, and its fragrance shall be in their bones, and they shall live a long life on earth, such as thy fathers lived. And in their days shall no sorrow or plague or torment or calamity touch them. Then blessed I the God of glory, the eternal King, who hath prepared such things for the righteous, and hath created them, and promised to give to them. And I went from thence to the middle of the earth, and I saw a blessed place, in which there were trees with branches, abiding and blooming, of a dismembered tree. And there I saw a holy mountain, and underneath the mountain to the east there was a stream, and it flowed towards the south. And I saw towards the east another mountain higher than this, and between them a deep and narrow ravine. In it also ran a stream underneath the mountain, and to the west thereof there was another mountain, lower than the former, and of small elevation, and a ravine deep and dry between them. And another deep and dry ravine was at the extremities of the three mountains. And all the ravines were deep and narrow, being formed of hard rock, and trees were not planted upon them. And I marveled at the rocks, and I marveled at the ravine. Yea, I marveled very much. Then said I, for what object is this blessed land, which is entirely filled with trees, and this accursed valley between? Then Uriel, one of the holy angels who was with me, answered and said, this accursed valley is for those who are accursed forever. Here shall all the accursed be gathered together, who utter with their lips against the Lord unseemly words, and of his glory speak hard things. Here they shall be gathered together, and here shall be their place of judgment. In the last days there shall be upon them the spectacle of righteous judgment in the presence of the righteous forever. Here shall the merciful bless the Lord of glory, the eternal King. In the days of judgment over the former, they shall bless him for the mercy in accordance with which he has assigned them their lot. Then I blessed the Lord of glory, and set forth his glory, and lauded him gloriously. And thence I went towards the east, into the midst of the mountain range of the desert, and I saw a wilderness, and it was solitary, full of trees and plants, and water gushed forth from above, rushing like a copious watercourse, which flowed towards the northwest. It caused clouds and dew to ascend on every side. And thence I went to another place in the desert, and approached to the east of this mountain range, and there I saw aromatic trees exhaling the fragrance of frankincense and myrrh, and the trees also were similar to the almond tree. And beyond these I went afar to the east, and I saw another place, a valley full of water. And therein there was a tree, the color of fragrant trees, such as the mastic. And on the sides of those valleys I saw fragrant cinnamon. And beyond these I proceeded to the east. And I saw other mountains, and amongst them were groves of trees, and there flowed forth from them nectar, which is named Sarara and Galbanum. And beyond these mountains I saw another mountain, to the east of the ends of the earth, whereon were also trees, and all the trees were full of stactae, being like almond trees. But when one burnt it, it smelt sweeter than any fragrant odor. And after these fragrant odors, As I looked toward the north, over the mountains, I saw seven mountains full of choice nard and fragrant trees and cinnamon and pepper. And thence I went over the summits of all these mountains, far towards the east of the earth, and passed over the Erythraean Sea, and went far from it, and passed over the angel Zotiel. And I came to the Garden of Righteousness, and from afar off trees more numerous than these trees, and great. Two trees there, very great, beautiful and glorious and magnificent, and the tree of knowledge, whose holy fruit they eat and know great wisdom. That tree is in height like the fir, and its leaves are like those of the carob tree, and its fruit is like the clusters of the vine, very beautiful. And the fragrance of the tree penetrates afar. Then I said, how beautiful is the tree, and how attractive to look at. Then Raphael, the holy angel who was with me, answered me and said to me, this is the tree of wisdom, of which thy father, old in years, and thy aged mother, who were before thee, have eaten. And they learned wisdom, and their eyes were opened. And they knew that they were naked, and they were driven out of the garden. And from thence I went to the ends of the earth, and saw there great beasts, and each differed from the other. And I saw birds, also differing in appearance and beauty and voice, the ones differing from the other. And to the east of those beasts I saw the ends of the earth, whereon the heavens rest. And the portals of the heaven opened, and I saw how the stars of heaven come forth, and I counted the portals out of which they proceeded, and wrote down all their outlets of each individual star by itself, according to their number, and their names, and their courses, and their positions, and their times, and their months, as Uriel, the holy angel who was with me, showed me. He showed me all things, and wrote them down for me. Also their names he wrote for me, and their laws, and their companies. And from thence I went towards the north, to the ends of the earth. And there I saw a great and glorious device at the ends of the whole earth. And here I saw three portals of heaven open in the heaven. Through each of them proceeded north winds. When they blow, there is cold, hail, frost, snow, dew, and rain. And out of one portal they blow for good, but when they blow through the other two portals, it is with violence and affliction on the earth, and they blow with violence. And from thence I went towards the west, to the ends of the earth, and saw there three portals of the heaven, open such as I had seen in the east, the same number of portals, and the same number of outlets. And from thence I went to the south, to the ends of the earth, and saw there three open portals of the heaven. And thence there came dew, rain, and wind. And from thence I went to the east, to the ends of the heaven, and saw there three eastern portals of heaven open, and three small portals above them. Through each of these small portals pass the stars of heaven, and run their course to the west on the path which is shown to them. And as often as I saw, I blessed always the Lord of glory. And I continued to bless the Lord of glory, who has wrought great and glorious wonders, to show the greatness of his work to the angels, and to spirits, and to men, that they might praise his work and all his creation, that they might see the work of his might, and praise the great work of his hands, and bless him forever.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Dave, we don't hear you. Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium. All right, it appears David Mayer lost his connection, and we are waiting for him to call back in. So bear with us. Sorry about these issues. Looks like we got him back.
Okay, I'm back. Oh, my man. I was like, what in the world? I got kicked out for some reason, but I'm back now. Sorry about that, everyone. It was like, what the heck? But we're back now. I see we got a caller that's in queue. Let me go straight to that caller. Thanks, Scotty. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you're calling from? What is your question or comment?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Mel.
What's up, brother Mel? How you feeling?
I'm good. How you?
I'm good. I'm good. What's going on, man?
Well, I just had a question.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, like, the books, there was, like, 13 or 14 books that were removed from the Bible between, like, the Old Testament to the New Testament. And I'm wondering, you know, because we keep saying that they're hiding it from the masses. They're keeping these things from the masses. But when you deal with the psychopathic mind, they'll always try to rationalize. They'll justify. They'll, you know, they have certain traits. Could it be that they're keeping this? Are they trying to sweep it under the rug? Are they keeping it from themselves to, you know, to attempt to escape judgment? Kind of is my question. I mean, you kind of see where I'm going?
Yeah, I sure do. Yeah.
I think that for the most part, they don't want to, I mean, they can't escape their judgment, but they're attempting to sweep it under the rug, so to speak. And I just wanted to, you know, your feedback on that.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's always, because I think what happens is that in order for something to be canonized and to be sanctioned, it has to be accepted for a reason. I think that it's a part of the overall, a part of the controlling mechanism that they like to actually put forward. Now, I would say that the Book of Enoch, even though it has been not admitted, there's a reason why it hasn't been admitted. But it hasn't been totally removed, but it's not talked about. It's not given any accord like others are. And I think there's a reason why. Because I think the system, and when I say the system, what do I mean? I mean the prevailing system that you can see the ways of its evilness every day. You know, so often we are so, it's a wonderful plan, a effective plan that they've designed, because just like in the courtroom, there, you know, you need to have an eyewitness and you need to have a witness to certain things for credibility to be established. Well, that doesn't mean that it's not true or it doesn't exist. And I think what the overall agenda is here is that they've picked out and they've institutionalized what it is that you should learn from by their accord on what they want you to know. And then that would serve who? You or them? Of course it would serve the ones that have established the rules. So to answer your question, Mel, I agree with you completely. And I think what they're trying to keep themselves from is from us deciding not to participate in their system any longer. That is the great, that is their damnation. That is what they definitely don't want, because then they would be the curtain on the Wizard of Oz will be pulled back, and all of their elaborate scam would fall apart, and people would start to see what they're really worth and who they really are and the significance of them. The very same thing that we actually desire to have, you already can create it and have it by how you live. But so it's so important. I mean, but in today's world, we really don't acknowledge that until it's given to us in the way that we've been given things before. It has to be given to us. It's not earned by us, not developed. And so we want freedom, but in actuality, we want the system to give it to us. And that's not freedom, because it doesn't have any freedom to give. And I think that's what, why they try to hide certain things. And there are other books and testaments of people that you will never be able to find, that like the Book of Mercury. You'll hear about the Book of Mercury, but you haven't found anyone that has read from the Book of Mercury. Why is that? Because what's in supposedly, and I can definitely say supposedly from history and from my finding, the Book of Mercury has the ancient sciences and how to engage in those sciences there. And it is one of the reasons why the Swiss Guard is actually at the Vatican, because within that library and within the confines of that, those buildings and in that property, it said that the Book of Mercury is there. And this is why the Swiss guard is there, not for the Pope, not for the Vatican, but to protect Switzerland's interests that's there. And then when you start to know these things, and you start to or at least start to investigate these things, different things start to unfold. And I really, really do believe, and it's a great question by Mel, I really do believe that they want to maintain their freedom by maintaining the bondage that in control hold that they have on us. And this is why, as we talked about earlier this week, if you ever find, if anything ever comes from outer space, comes on to your property, you will see that the government will come and seize your property immediately in the interest of national security. Who's national security? They're going to tell you, well, it could have different microorganisms that could be fatal to this. Man, that's the cover story. What's really happening is that they don't want you to have access to what has now just fallen on the earth. Why? Because it has some real value. What kind of value does it have? You should investigate and find out. But if anything out of falls from the so-called heavens or out of the sky, and I don't call it really the heavens, because heaven has to be where the great creator God Almighty is, and that's wherever and everything that the great creator has created. But if something falls out of the atmosphere and falls on your property, like I said, you will have the government presence at your home quick, fast, and in a hurry. And they will snatch you out of your house, move you and move everybody on that block, off that block, until they get what they want to come to retrieve.
I would have and my also, own little, I'd have my own little Area 51 within 30 minutes.
Right. You'll have your own Area 51 in 30 minutes. But there's a reason why that happens. And it's just like if you all of a sudden find something of ancient origin somewhere because you've dug it up or you've come across it and found it, if you ever tell anyone and it word gets out, that area will be seized immediately. What happened let's take Egypt for an example right now. That's under the control of the government. And what they say, they want to preserve certain things. No, it's not what they want to do. They want to control the things that matter. And they hide it by making it refuge or saying it's a sanctuary or it's a wildlife sanctuary or it's a national monument. This is why the CEO of the United States all of a sudden federalized 1.8 million acres of land in the West. Why? Because of what's under the land that's there that they want to control and have for their over and enables them to maintain resource control. So that's what I think, Mel. I could be wrong, but from my different studies and from my investigation, that's what I found. They will do everything. There is no stone that they won't overturn to maintain control over the enslavement and bondage of people. And I believe these are just some of the things that they do in order to maintain that overall enslavement. So yeah, I totally agree with you. And that's, you know, that's how, you know, that's what I'm seeing. And I would love to, you know, and as I continue, I would love to bring more of it and check out the different things. Could you just imagine using some of the cultural, the key to culture is that it has to be given, passed down to people for their sustainable lives to live and to be independent and free. Could you just imagine if the culture that we once had was still being passed down to us? We wouldn't be in this state of confusion that we're in now. We would actually be in a position of sovereignty. And how do you know that that's true? Look at the different tribes throughout the world that remain their overall culture and refuse to give up that culture to assimilate into civilization. Tells you everything.
Their birthrates are normal. Their diseases, they don't have those type of problems. We come from our Western world and sneeze. Everybody, it just ruined the whole ecosystem that they've maintained for thousands of years.
Right, exactly, Mel. And they still, and like you said, they maintain a healthy birth rate. They maintain, they don't have the sicknesses that we have. And like you said, you know, if we were to encounter them, we're now a threat to them. They're no real threat to us because we've assimilated and they haven't. And what we've done in that is becomes threatening to them. And that is a great, great point of that. And they live how? Traditionally, and it's all passed down to them through their culture, and their children become their inheritance of their standard of living, their sovereignty, their prosperity. And have you ever seen people smile? I mean, look at some of the cultures that still maintain their culture. You know, this, every once in a while, some people will get a, man, their smile and their overall, you know, their overall existence is quite different than ours. If you notice
healthy,
something,
healthy,
right?
Gum, you know.
Yep. And their elderly look much, much younger than ours. And if you notice something about them, they're proportionately sized to how they live. If you really notice something about them, they're proportionately sized to the culture in which they live in. So are we. If you get what I'm saying there.
Wow.
It's, This is crazy. But yeah, man, it's something to, you know, to really look at. And I think we're on to something there, Mel. We're definitely on to something there.
Yes, sir.
My man.
We're gonna figure it out, but you know what, man? If
yes, sir.
You know, the cosmos, if the universe decides to wreak judgment and I have to be collateral damage, that's fine as long as they get theirs, man. Because they gotta have some. I'm like, when is the universe gonna just come slap these people off the existence? I don't understand it, man. I'm willing to be collateral damage. Man, because they got to get it, man. They got something coming to them, and the evil that they've done, they have to answer for it. They have to. They will, too.
Yeah, definitely. But you know what, man, I think they already do. And because, let me tell you, there's no way in which you can live that way when you love power and you don't know the power of love, because that's what they do. They just love power. And they are so unfulfilled, and they know no joy, and they never know any peace. They never know any rest. I believe that there is self-torment that spirit that you cast can never see. I think what really happens is that every time that you make a deal with the devil, your soul is tormented by that spirit throughout the days of your existence until you cast that out. And this is why they become different. This is why their physical appearance changed. This is why their temperament changed. This is why their demeanor changes. All of that is a heavy burden on them. Let me tell you something. If you really run across people that really love and understand the power of love, it doesn't matter what you do to them or what you say to them. You don't change how they feel and what they do. The people that try to live a certain way that is out and absent of with, they're the miserable ones, because they live in an existence of, they're inebriated in the wine of splendor, and nothing is, it's never enough from them. They have an insatiable appetite. They can never be satisfied. And I don't know, you know, it's kind of like if you've been sleeping, but you never got any rest. If you've been thirsty, then you've been drinking, but your thirst has never been quenched. If you're hungry and you've been eating all the time, but you've never had any nourishment or any fulfillment in that, that becomes a prison within itself.
I agree. So, like if you're saying, basically, if you're dehydrated and you drink a big old cup of salt water, it's huge.
Man, Mel. That is exactly it. They are the salt water drinkers. Water everywhere, but nothing to drink. Wow. Well put, bruh. Well put. So I think they are tormented, and it's because this is what they choose to live, and they have the same ability as you and I to choose our own direction. They just choose, a lot of them have chosen to live that one, and they've gotten so inundated and they're so embedded in it all. This is all that they know, and this is all that they want. And because of that, this is all that they get.
And, okay. My closing statement is, I believe what you're saying is exactly accurate. And to be cliche, I'm just picturing in my mind, you know, the superstar in the dressing room with the lights on, the makeup's on, the show about to go on, but they look at themselves in the mirror and they stare long enough to where they're so disgusted with themselves, but the show must go on, that they finally just take the glass of whiskey or whatever they're drinking and just throw it in the mirror. It distorts their face. And then they get up, and then they have to go lash out. They have to go lash out and take that first step. That's the psychopathic mind. They have to go lash out to somebody else and victimize somebody else the way that they feel. I get what you're saying, man. You're making perfect sense. So thank you.
Yeah.
Man.
No. You're absolutely right, Mel. And then I bet it goes this way too. This is where the temptation of getting them further deeper into this comes in, and this is where they start to introduce different drugs, hallucinatives and psychotropic drugs, and then different things. And this is where you start to see people not being fulfilled in who they are. Then this is where now there's a new addiction, and that new addiction is to becoming plastic people, and they change their appearance through surgeries.
Mentally shape-shifting, like you was talking about.
Mentally shape-shifting. Not what I was talking about. This was in the Book of Enoch.
Well, I know.
And you caught it. Because that's exactly, this is one of the shape-shiftings that happen. You know, it's so many, there's a new race of people that's around us, and it's plastic people. They've taken out what the great creator God has given them, and they've started to introduce a synthetic nature. Where are they getting these thoughts from? Because this is a part of the progression of destroying the great ecosystem that the great creator God Almighty has given us.
We're the only animal on the planet that has sex for pleasure and totally does everything it can to go against nature. It's just, that's just weird. Well,
yeah,
that's weird. That's strange.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because I could see that other animals actually have free will also. But they choose to maintain within the sovereignty and the freedom because they've been doing it a long time. Let me just say this real quick, because Mel said something that was, we're the only ones. Okay, hear me out on this in this last 3 minutes, and then, you know, hear me out on this. Have you ever wondered why we cannot live without artificial means here on this planet? Think about it. The animals that are indigenous to this planet are more than able and equipped to deal with the environment, the natural environment of this planet. We are the only living beings on this planet that has to have artificial shelter and artificial means in order to maintain our existence here. Have you ever seen the show Naked and Afraid? Okay.
Yeah.
If you ever seen the show Naked and Afraid, you'll see where people that came from society, all of a sudden they're naked, they put on this place and they see if they could do it. What a lot of people don't fail to realize is see that, yo, man wasn't designed to live in the hardships of this planet this way. Could it be because we're not indigenous to here? Yes, there are different people all over the planet, but they're living in the environment that they've been for a while, but they can't move anywhere else and still do that exact same thing and live that natural way. We do not come with the natural ability to adjust to the environment or the atmosphere without artificial means. What do I mean? Without clothing, without shelter, without fire. How many people do you think would live on this planet if we didn't have fire and shelter? It would be far less. Why is it that all of the animals that are here need no fire? Have the natural way to deal with the elements that are here and they thrive and do well? Yes, they build bedding and everything else. Yes, they do that. But that's taking the natural and still maintaining. We have to have it artificially. We got to actually create a fire in order to. Why is that? Have you ever looked at our digestive system? It's actually not made for what is a lot of the things that are produced here. Naturally. Why is that?
Man, you didn't send me down a whole different rabbit hole, man. Okay, I'm with you. I'm listening. Go ahead.
So it makes you, and then once you start to investigate things, things come, you know, it starts to different clues start to come together and gives you an idea what the truth is. But see, we think that that is so far-fetched that it couldn't happen and it couldn't and everything else. It just couldn't. But I would say to you, how many people would survive here on this planet where they are living right now if they didn't have anything but what they were born with? Case in point. You were born in, let's say you were born in Chicago. If you didn't have the artificial attributes that society has given you, could you live in Chicago's ecosystem? No.
Negative.
You wouldn't be in existence. But how come the mountain gorillas in Africa, they're born, but what are they born with? They are born with the actual, the adaptations and the necessary tools to start living right away and thriving right away. They can eat the natural plants. You know how many natural plants are out there that we couldn't eat? Right? We would be very limited, because if you think about it, a lot of our food is farmed. Why is that? Yes, we could eat certain things, but if we really look at how we live here, it is by artificial means all the way around. And it's telling.
But when we were hunter-gatherers, though, I mean, did that still apply when we were hunter-gatherers? And, well, I mean, hang, man, you really messed me up with that one, bro.
Well, I mean, I think that as a hunter-gatherer, that's cool, but you were designated only to certain areas that you could actually thrive in.
Yeah, I agree.
You could actually thrive in. But I'm going to tell you, most of the animals of this planet are able to deal with the actual different environments, the conditions of this planet, much more than we are, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Wow.
Without a doubt. They have adapted, because I believe they're indigenous and we may not be indigenous.
I'm about to be up till 2 o'clock in the morning researching this, man.
Could be. I don't know, man. I didn't finish everything. But wow. Hey, everyone, I just want to thank you. Thanks, Mel, for calling in. Thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. That's going to be it for today. And we will get back to you. You're going to see what I mean by all of this later on. It's probably going to give us about a month or so, and we'll put this all together. And I would love to hear what you think, because it's so important that you do think and start to energize your own direction. And let me tell you something. When you go on the journey, the great creator, God Almighty, is so loving. Doors will open and you will start to find the things that you're looking for will present themselves to you. So, everyone, continue to be great blessings. And like I say, before you ask for a blessing, to be a blessing. And it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love and much respect. God willing, we'll talk to you soon on Monday. Take care. Peace.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain.